So what this is the second phase of our Bhagavad Gita seminar. And what I have done here is I have gone through the entire Bhagavad Gita, and wherever Prabhupada has given a summary, that is what we're reading. All this are simply summary things Prabhupada has written. So let us begin. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So I will begin reading, and then you'll read, and you'll read. Bhagavad Gita is the widely read theistic science summarized in the Gita Mahatmya, or glorification of the Gita. There it says that one should read Bhagavad Gita very scrutinizingly with the help of a person who is a devotee of Sri Krishna, and try to understand it without personally motivated interpretations. The example of clear understanding is there in Bhagavad Gita itself, in the way the teaching is understood by Arjuna, who heard the Gita directly from the Lord. If someone is fortunate enough to understand Bhagavad Gita in that line of disciplic succession, without motivated interpretation, then he or she surpasses all studies of Vedic wisdom and all scriptures of the world. One will find in Bhagavad Gita all that is contained in other scriptures, but the reader will also find things which are not to be found elsewhere. That is the specific standard of the Gita. It is the perfect theistic science because it is directly spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So that first reference is from the purport in the very first chapter, very first verse. We continue to the next selection. The topics discussed by Dhritarashtra and Sanjaya, as described in the Mahabharata, form the basic principle for this great philosophy. It is understood that this philosophy evolved on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, which is a sacred place of pilgrimage from the immemorial time of the Vedic age. It was spoken by the Lord when he was present personally on this planet for the guidance of mankind. So that's also from the first verse of chapter 1. Lord Krishna, however, can dissipate the lamentation of the ignorant man, and for this purpose, Bhagavad Gita was sung by him. This chapter instructs us in self-realization by an analytical study of the material body and the spirit soul, as explained by the Supreme Authority, Lord Sri Krishna. So what chapter is Prabhupada referring to?
Second
chapter. Excellent. This realization is possible when one works without attachment to fruitive results and is situated in the fixed conception of the real self. What is the real self?
We are not the body, the soul.
Very good. And according to what you are reading in Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is a higher definition of the self?
Eternal servant of Krishna.
That's the answer. That's higher. Not just spirit soul, but I am the eternal servant of Krishna. Jivara Sorupahai Krishnara Nityadas. Very good. and one works without attachment to fruitive results. In other words, the non-devotee works but wants simply to enjoy. The devotee, first of all, offers everything to Krishna and enjoys what? Prasad. Prasad. First offered to Krishna, but Krishna gives back to the devotee, therefore it's prasad. All right, let me do another one. The Lord now concludes the chapter of instruction on the immutable spirit soul. What does it mean to be mutable? I want to know what mutable means. You can change it. Immutable means soul cannot change. It's always soul. In describing the immortal soul, meaning what is mortal means? To die. Immortal, no die. And the body is temporary. Therefore, Arjuna as a kshatriya should not abandon his duty out of fear that his grandfather and teacher, Bhishma and Drona, will die in the battle. On the authority of Sri Krishna, one has to believe that there is a soul different from the material body, not that there is no such thing as soul, or that living symptoms develop at a certain stage of material maturity resulting from the interaction of chemicals. So those are atheistic proposals. Though the soul is immortal, violence is not encouraged, but at the time of war, it is not discouraged when there is actual need for it. That need must be justified in terms of the sanction of the Lord and not capriciously. So now I have a question. How will one determine if something is sanctioned by the Lord?
If it's as per the scriptures.
That's it. What are the three things?
Guru, sadhu.
Guru, sadhu, and shastra. When those three things tick, 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 you're good to go. Very good. I will read one more and then Batuk.
Who wrote this one?
This is all Prabhupada.
No, I mean, who actually did this? Because the way it's typed, some of the words, it's not written properly.
No, they are written properly.
If you take it from somewhere and test it, then the...
What's not written? What are you talking about?
You know, some of the words I may mispronounce it because it's not written properly.
What? What's not... I don't understand.
Just showing you one example.
Like Sri Kenya.
Oh, you don't have the right font.
That's right.
You didn't have the right font. You should have told me that.
Because a lot of this, I thought, yeah. Is he pronouncing it wrong or I'm reading it wrong?
No, he doesn't have the font that picks up the sentence. You didn't see that. Why didn't you tell me?
It's all right.
What about the other one? The PDF. Look at the PDF once. They're the same?
Yes. That's fine, but I just wanted to know. I thought maybe it's a different way of writing it or something.
No, it means he doesn't. That means he doesn't have the font. So we got to read. Okay, I'll do it.
That's fine. Later. As long as I know what we're doing.
No, this isn't. No, because it makes everything crazy. I know, but it's still, it's...
You know the okra? Okra?
No, Thakur.
How do you say Thakur?
No. Okay, I understand. You need Balaram font.
Yeah, we have there.
You have Balaram?
In computer, they have Balaram font?
Yes, maybe because last time I printed something, I downloaded the whole thing.
Oh,
okay. Okay, you got to reprint it in Balaram font. There's going to be others, trust me. Because it's not picking up. Okay, it's not picking.
You guys are smart, man. Like Sri Krishna means Sri Krishna, you know. I'll visit next time. You'll get me Zabardam.
Okay, it's got to be Balaram font for the whole thing. All right, and then throw these away. Thank you. All right, one more. Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur has summarized this second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita as being the contents for the whole text. In the Bhagavad Gita, the subject matters are Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga. In the second chapter, Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga have been clearly discussed, and a glimpse of Bhakti Yoga has also been given as the contents for the complete text. So if that's the case, maybe I should just do the reading.
No, I think you can do it. That's fine.
You can do?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
One side, but I might stop somewhere.
Hold on. Just hold on.